glad you're here today in at the closing of our wonderful day at church. And some people left because they are sick, and so we pray for Jovi and the family that he left. I think he's getting sick like his children were. We always start the evening service with a wonderful and remarkable song that I learned in seminary. We start our seminary chapel with these, 255, and I'm talking 1967, all right? 255, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine, and Tayan, the precious pianist of our church, is right there on the piano. Has been a great and long day for many of the people here who are dedicated to come to church, to practice the music, to study in the Search of the Scriptures class, and to do all kinds of things and activities in our church during Sunday. Lord, we enjoy today a great fellowship and luncheon together with some of the families. And so, Father, it's a family day for us at Bethel, and we thank you. And now that we come to the evening service, we have a guest speaker. Again, Mr. Prater. And Father, I pray that you bless Lee, and may our heart be blessed through the sharing of the Word of God. We enjoy this morning on that beautiful book of Ezra and the remarkable insight that we learn from the book. And Lord, we pray that we would be diligent and study thy word and do it. Now, bless us with joy as we share songs of praise. In Jesus we pray, amen. All right, we share these songs of praise together, and you may select one. First, let's sing happy birthday to Mildred, all right? She's 72 years old today, so let's that make her happy. All right, let's sing happy birthday to her, okay? Good. A song from your heart to our heart, and bless us as you said this song I would like to sing, Pastor. All right, what is my eye? Right, I cannot see very well. All right, tell me, okay, what song it is. Number, yes,
151.
I know. 151. Here it is from the Mills family. All right, 151. Jesus is coming again. How's Daniel in home? Is doing all right?
Yes.
I don't know. Okay.
Right,
for another song. Señor Lucas.
114.
I like because Lucas had to master those numbers in the head. 442?
142.
142. Thank you for clarifying to me. Diane knew what you want. Jesus shall reign. Yes, indeed. 142. Thank you, Lucas. I like it. He's a thinker. He wants to select him. It's very hard for him to coordinate it, but boy, he made it. 142. Of these people, 1674, 1748. The gospel was not spread to the Americas as it is. I love the sun. Jesus shall reign wherever the sun does his successive journey run, his kingdom spread from shore to shore. And we're talking about England, but the marvelous thing that 1776, America comes into the picture and expanded, and this song was fulfilled as the gospel moves away. Thank you so much, Lucas. All right, another song. Si, señorita?
206.
206. I think it's amazing. It's talking about grace, I think. Let me see. Wonderful Grace of Jesus. Yes, I like it. 206, Wonderful Grace of Jesus. She sing like this, I move away because I was afraid of the beam. I mean, she had that voice way up. Your husband will remember the name. She used to live here in town and moved to Fresno, something like that. Her two daughters, very, very wonderful lady. All right, Myrna.
224, I know whom I have believed.
All right, Myrna knows who she have believed. And the Bible said there is one man in the Bible who said this. And the man's name is?
Paul.
All right, what a great class. Tell me. Jacqueline.
262.
262. You know, Jacqueline is going to America. She's going to the East Coast. The people in the East Coast don't consider this America. So she's going to America, to the East Coast, to the very East Coast, to Washington. All right? And that is the heart of America. Okay? So you pray for her as she seeks a new career in her life, or fulfill her career and her life and work that will be her own. And I pray also for her boyfriend so she get to know him better, and he don't spend too much together because he need to finish his exams. And then I wish I was there with a little sticker, you know, and the guy is 30 years old. And it's just so beautiful to see young people planning their future. I remember told Raquel, it's painful for me that she leaves because she is our I hate to say it, but she is the baby of my heart. And when she was born, every 3 months, I went to see her, remember? And went a trip to Oregon and back and so on. And that's what we glued together. But it's her life, and it's, I think it's proper that she get to know the man that she one day will marry, and they're talking about next year and so on. And so just pray for her when you remember, pray that God will open that door. I told her, when God's opened the door, even the hinges blow away, and she will be in the right place. And she's going to live with Raquel's nephew and his wife and one child. So she's in a family home very close to Washington, D.C., there in Virginia. So, you know, we pray that God fulfill in our children. Each time we send our children away, boy, our hearts moves, all right? It just was good to have her for 9 months in our home, all right? All right, it's 262, Trust in Jesus. Señor Plica. 143. Señor Plica is getting older. You pray for him. 143. Your grandfather. Yeah, your grandfather is getting older. I don't know, Luis, but it's 143. Somebody is listening, but you can be in the control room if you are in Messenger, Yahoo Messenger, and BBCMH 95037 is our name. B as Bob, CMH 95037. All right, Senora Deborah. 256. All right, 256. I think this man in heaven is going to be very happy for this son here. The name is, he was the baker, Vitola, the Bible reader and the baker in Safeway, all right? He loved this song. When he pray, you listen, remember that? He used to pray, and I received a call. Yes, that was in my yard. I love my plants. I was looking at one's eye, and one of those deals with the big thing was, I was trying to explain to him in Spanish, he cannot walk over there because my plants are there. And I tell you, I got a call, and I said, from Dallas, Texas. And then I said, that, what happened to my mother in heaven? In heaven? Your mother is in heaven? What, she's cooking or something? He said, no, I want to know what she's doing. And the man comes here once in a while in church, Mr. Lenhart. And I know it's an emotional thing. After 53 years, lost his wife. And I know his daughter very well. I took it when she was, 16, under my shoulders and trained her. And she went to Baylor and they have a degree in business and in Spanish. And she had big jobs in Dallas. And she said, Pastor Otero, my daddy is worried what mama is doing in heaven. So, well, in the meantime, I have a piece of paper with all the scripture. I said, tell your daddy, call your daddy. He said, mama is dating, said Pastor Otero. So did he get a little excited. But you know, the scripture said that there is no marriage given in heaven. You know, so I said, daddy knows the scripture, but tell him, so Pastor Otero thinks she's dating, all right? It's hard when you lose the love of your life after so many years, all right? And I understand. It is well with my soul, is the heart of each one of us. Today, it is well with my soul. 256. So they have plenty of time to bring the word of God to us. All right? Which one? All right. Yes, Miran.
456.
All right. Skills and the gift of God sharing with us. And now our brother Lee Prater. This boy, I taught one thing when he was 8. I taught him how to play soccer in the conference. All right? So he is here to speak to us.